save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Ahoy, it's Weird as the Sound Guy again, second day in a row. Jules and Pete had to run off to catch a flight to go and meet Xavier over in Melbourne. Hold on, here's Pete.
Hey, Pete, have a good flight.
What? Thanks.
When are you back?
Thursday.
All right, cool.
There we go. He'll be back on Thursday. Let's see what happened in the show today. Xavier got back up on top again with Yeah, Kidding Me. Score is now 1-1. Jules talking about ghosts getting caught on cameras. Xavier talking about all of the times he's sued people and the times he's been sued. That boy is in a lot of legal battles. It's like Better Call Saul over there. Oh, check out Jules' funky hairdo from when she was 22. Pretty impressive. I think it looked good, actually. Oh, Jules organized a group hug for Zay for National Hugging Day today. National Hugging Day today. It is. Go and hug someone. We learn about Xavier and his grapes. Yeah, it's a good podcast today. Just don't hit the fast forward button while you're driving.
Ah, good morning!
Hey, what's up?
Hello! Xavier still joining us from the Eastern States. G'day, buddy.
I'm back. I'm here. Yesterday I was accused of having a bit of a come down, but today I'm ready to rock and roll.
Who accused you of that?
You, Nailface.
Oi, I was just telling Peppy, right? I'm really excited because I've got a desk plant. It's the first time ever.
A desk plant.
Yeah, so it was given to me as a gift last year for leaving down south and coming up, moving up. And explain what you just said to me.
Okay. No,
repeat it.
And then I said to her, man, I just...
Can you hold it up so I can see it?
I don't know what's going on with it. No, the desk plant's at home.
It's on my desk.
And I said, I don't know what's going on with my life at the moment. It's kind of like I work a lot and I have kids. You got a desk plant. Like that is
fully taking the piss out.
No, I'm not. I wasn't taking the piss. I mean that as in, like,
I think Bunbury was taking Bunbury was taking the piss by giving you a plant as a going away present.
Yeah. I asked. Well, they said to me, "What would you like as a going away gift?"
Don't tell me you actually said a desk plant.
No, well, they were going to give me like a $500 voucher or something like that.
Yeah, and
I was
perfect.
Like, no. So I wanted something that I could remember them all by, like as a
desk plant. Plants die, mate. That's all I say.
I'm going to try and keep it alive. This is my first plant.
I'm eating a birch and muesli in Melbourne at the moment. It cost me. It's got the fancy leaves, like flowers and stuff in it.
Yeah.
What?
Are you meant to eat them or not?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I've been scurrying around them the whole morning.
No, you're meant to eat those.
I don't know if you're meant to eat those.
Mm. Are they good?
Like, in there.
I don't think they'd put flowers in there for decoration, eggs. Like, they literally would be to eat.
Oh, you don't know these days. You do not know. There's a lot of random stuff that goes into decoration of rando foods and stuff. Hey, 13 10 60.
Do you have a desk plant?
Do you have a desk plant?
Or eat flowers?
Or eat flowers? Do you have a desk plant or do you eat flowers? Or do you have a desk plant where you eat the flowers off it?
Oh, no, there you go.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with that. Stone.
Now, 13 10 60, open lines are open.
Or what?
If you're not a bore, just give me something exciting. Anything exciting, anything good in your life. Give us something.
We've got $50 on the table right now to go to somebody who wants to chat to us about absolutely anything. That's how we kick the show off every morning. It is over to you, Perth. So 13 10 60, open lines are officially open. Give us a buzz and we'll sneak a $50 bill into your pocket.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We've got Gary in Beckenham. Good morning, mate.
Remix.
Hello, Gary. Oh, wait a minute. I'll do this. Hey, Gary.
How's it going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you? What do you want to chat about this morning?
Oh, I was just listening to you talking about a present for someone when they're leaving, a desk plan. I reckon it's a bit of a silly idea as well.
Oh, what? What would you rather instead? Or what would you rather give?
Oh, well, I want to take the voucher, that's for sure.
Yeah, 500 smackers, way better than a dead plant.
No, it's about that. It wasn't. I was feeling sentimental at the time. Of course, now I could deal with the $500 voucher. Yeah.
Do you know what it says, Jules? They gave you a plan because when you leave, your friends, you think it's going to last forever, but really it's just a signal of death. Your relationship is dead with everyone in Bunbury, and you give it 6 months, and you will be. You won't be friends with
them. No, you don't know, man, because seriously, they bought me a Chinese lucky bamboo plant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And those things last through, and they survive anything, really.
That's them telling you that they don't feel confident that you could look after anything else.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, is it because I'm Asian?
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I'm joking. Settle down. Settle down, privilege.
Corey. G'day, Corey.
G'day, guys. Good morning. I've just got a quick question for Pete and Xavier here.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Go on.
I'm an expecting dad, and I was just wanting to know what you guys found the biggest struggle in becoming a dad, things to look out for myself.
X, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. I think that sometimes you have not had any association or affiliation with the baby. The mother's had 9 months whilst inside the mum. I think that sometimes that people think that it's wrong that they don't have this instant attachment and affection for their child. Like I found I wasn't like, wow, where how like this instant love for Ted, but it, you know, within a couple of hours and stuff, you're like, how amazing is this? But you haven't had the 9 months, so I just reckon sometimes it can be overall that you're meant to be automatically attached to this child when the mother's actually had the experience, the birth and everything like that. Whereas I was automatically like worrying about M as opposed to Ted a little bit during when he got stuck and that sort of stuff. So I don't know. I just think that, you'll just find your way. And in a couple of hours, I had Ted on me there for a while, and that was wonderful. And that was sort of when our attachment started.
Corey, mate, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, cheers.
I forgot to say that.
And
congratulations,
I, like,
mate.
I wholeheartedly agree with X there. And the other thing that I'd say is, it's your first, yeah?
Yeah.
Like being your first, there's going to be all sorts of, information and advice and all sorts of stuff coming your way from absolutely everybody that's either had a baby or read about a baby or is interested in babies or isn't even interested in babies. And there's going to be right ways and wrong ways. And it's not black and white. It's such a huge gray area. And we found that as long as Bubs is happy and healthy, whatever works for you guys is what you go with. Just forget it. Plan some stuff, but eventually you just toss it all out the window and don't worry about what other people think, say, or do. It's just what works for you guys. Like, we heard all of this sort of stuff about no co-sleeping, no doing this, make sure you keep a really solid regimen, so on and so forth. And
The routine.
And we had all these plans for Mila, and then she arrived, and it was like, well, everything that we thought was the right thing to do didn't work. And we had to toss it all out and just run with what we had. And that's it.
Too true. Yeah,
you know those swaddle things, Pete?
Yeah.
That was the one thing that, you know, they babies love being swaddled. Ted used to crack the absolute bananas with a swaddle on him. And it took us like 2 weeks to work out what was wrong with him. He just didn't want to be tied up.
Yeah.
And then we just kept thinking, oh, you got to swaddle everything. They love it. He bloody hated it. And I think... Yeah, Pete, every kid's different.
Mila loved it, and Izzy hated that. So
we need to start a new segment here with Teach.
Really?
Daddy chat.
Absolutely. Well, I'm reloading the gun, so maybe again.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't say sex chat. I said daddy chat. Right?
Corey.
You guys gave really good advice then.
Thanks, mate. Corey, how long are we waiting until Bubs is here?
I've still got about 30 weeks, so it's very early, but I'm very, very excited.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, then I'll give you the pre-30-week advice. Have as much fun as you possibly can in the next 30 weeks because your life's over.
Good on you, mate. Congrats again, you and your family, and stay in touch with us, eh? Keep us posted.
Will do. Cheers. Save your
joys and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Today is a really important day.
Why?
And, well, it's National Hugging Day. And I actually thought, right, I was like, we should change this day to National Xavier Day because, you know, he loved the hugs.
Can you explain exactly what happens anytime anything emotional goes down in the studio, Xavier, and we feel a bit of a hug fest coming on?
Look, no, I understand sometimes people get upset, especially in the studio, and there's sometimes tears, but I am not there to be touched or hugged. I mean, if you are upset or sad, that's your issue, not mine. Go hug a chair or a tree or whatever you need to do.
You know what? Sometimes people just need company, okay, in their moments of sadness. They just want someone to touch them and hold them and everything's going to be okay.
So head towards Pete, not me.
I remember. Because
I'm not there for you. Simple.
Anyway.
Last year, I remember when you did your Dear Diary.
Yes.
And the last one got really emotional.
Yes.
Right? If you're listening right now and you haven't heard it, you can get it all on the podcast. Just find out how emotional. But you completely broke down in here. And it still took a good 15, 20 minutes to coax Xavier. And the first time he just wandered over, it just gave you a bit of a pat on the back.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, I don't actually think that's an issue with that. I don't want you to touch me and you don't need me to touch you.
Honestly, the last thing I was expecting. Even just like a little pat, I was surprised by that. But I just love how awkward it was. Actually, that kind of broke into laughter. But yeah, anyway.
So it worked.
Well, yeah, it actually did. Yeah, no, yeah, so it actually worked. Did. It made me laugh. So,
I think it's an unwritten agreement that anything emotional happens in the studio, you two just sort it out, and I'll just mind my own business and look out the window.
It's not an unwritten agreement. It's something that you've pretty much said every day that we're in here at some point or another. Now, what are we going to do? Is it National Hugging Day?
Yeah. So I'm just going to.
So we can't come here. Give me a hug.
I just going to put my thing in because
I
don't want to get my makeup on your white shirt.
So good. It's fine. That felt really good. And we can't hug you, Xavier. So we need you to know that we got a few people organised
to hug you.
Yeah, but come in, everybody, over in Melbourne.
Oh, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Oh, no. It's my worst nightmare. This would have to be my worst nightmare. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I can't believe this. How's this happened to me?
This is good.
Let it linger.
No, it lingered long enough. It lingered. It really lingered.
That's beautiful. And a big thanks to our mates over at Fox FM in Melbourne for coming in on that. We appreciate that.
That was bloody brilliant.
How do you feel, buddy?
I feel good.
I saw people standing out there too, and I went out and stole a chair.
No, you idiot. We had it all prepared because we didn't want you to feel left out.
Yeah.
And we, you know, you had a bit of a tough day yesterday, so we thought you could just.
I didn't have a tough day, but I do feel like it's some sort of assault.
What? What do you mean? What, because you don't want to be touched?
Yeah.
And we touch you?
It's against his will.
So what are you going to do? Put us up for assault charges now?
Hug somebody today and feel good about it.
I'm not touching anyone.
Hug someone today and feel good about it. I'm not talking to you.
Hug someone.
I might hug myself.
All right.
You need to go and hug yourself. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Pep, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Have you seen one?
I haven't seen one.
Or experienced
one? Experienced stuff.
What happened?
So when I was a kid, and my nonnal passed away on my mum's side, my grandfather, the bedroom that I used to sleep in as a kid at mum and dad's house, I always used to wake up feeling like there was a presence in the room.
Yeah.
Now, when my grandparents bought the property for mum as like a wedding gift back in the day, they also bought one for Uncle Frank, so he lived next door.
What?
Right.
Are we underselling that they're getting houses for wedding presents?
This is back in the day, right? This is when like property costs like $3,000 for a block.
And they're Italians.
Yeah, they're Italians. This is a thing back then.
Christ, so, how do I get a WOG ID? I want one.
So Uncle Frank lived next door.
Yeah.
And my cousin Brooke, her room was directly across from my room. Like we could open our windows and talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
Right? So the period I was going through when I couldn't stay in my room for a while because I was getting that feeling, she was getting the exact same feeling and refused to stay in her room too. And then when it disappeared, hers disappeared too.
Wow.
So get your mind around that a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which is why I was like, I believe that.
Anyway, we know that X doesn't believe in ghosts.
No, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one and only.
Nomine Patri e Filio Spirito Santo.
Oh my gosh.
Amen to that one, boy.
The reason why we're talking about ghosts, because the video's popped up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's doing the rounds and it's divided the internet of whether or not this is real because it's a CCTV camera that has apparently captured a ghost on film.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it a jail cell or something? The video's up on our socials. So
it is actually up on our socials and it does look like a jail cell. It's very.
Well, why else would there be cameras in there?
Well, this is another thing. See, this is why I don't like talking to you like about this yet.
Sense, because you're trying to
No, Because, of course, like, yes, it is a very rundown room. Yes, there is a CCTV camera set up in this rundown room.
Yeah.
Also, he's got an iPhone. Like, yes. And he's living, he's on a mattress on the ground.
Slums, jail, with an iPhone.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, the video does show, which I wanted to explain.
What?
This guy laying on a mattress, which is on the ground. Mm. There's a CCTV camera filming, obviously, the room. And yep. There's a window, though, which only has, like, little bars across it. And the curtain, like, slides open. Like, well, someone actually, shut up, Xavier.
Like someone's getting drawing it. Yeah. Like someone's pulling it across.
And then this like image pops up in the window and it's like it's watching him sleep, right? Mm. And then he actually wakes up and then he turns the light on, but he just like wakes up to get a drink or something and he looks at his phone. He doesn't realize that in the window in front of him, like another window, there's a face like just looking straight at him.
But aren't ghosts meant to, like, when the lights come on, meant to be a little bit harder to see? It looks like a cutout.
No.
It looks like a grade three production. It's like literally a 9-year-old's made a cutout.
I get it. Look, as you get to the end, it does look like that. And, you know, when they are people do talk about ghosts, they're apparently translucent, are they not?
Well, they like, might. Not necessarily. But also, like, the sound effects that they've put in the video as well. Like, the sound effects make it really, really creepy.
But also, it's something that I've noticed at the start of the video.
What?
It's almost like there's a reflection in the ghost's eye. Like, in his eyes.
Oh, yeah, like a camera shot when a flash goes off. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's kind of like, the ghost would not show reflection. Am I right?
So, Jules, you've asked for my opinion. You've asked for Pete's opinion. What's your opinion?
I'm putting it out there on our Instagram for people to go on.
I don't care about
and say
opinions.
Whether
What's
they
yours?
Feel whether they
What's
think
yours?
It's real or fake. This video, I think is fake.
What about in general?
Yeah, I've had a couple of experiences.
We went ghost hunting last year.
Yeah,
and we didn't get anything, but we went hunting.
I went and stayed in the Albany prison.
Yeah.
And overnight. And so no one had actually ever stayed there past like 1 a.m. Mm. And stayed. That was the best night's sleep of my life.
Yeah.
To be
so
honest.
There you go. Ghosts don't exist.
I want you to go onto Instagram and actually.
It's on our Instas?
On our Instas.
Xavier
Jules Pete.
Comment. And leave a comment.
Yes. Tell us whether you think it's real or fake.
Yeah. Xavier
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
It's 7:08 and this is the news that didn't make the news. Hi, I'm Xavier Ellis. Jeffrey Churchwell has been left red-faced after a retiring Wisconsin teacher has finally been identified as the phantom public pooer. A 2-year investigation identified Churchill as the serial pooer who was several times a day spraying the natural land park walls. Jeff says he was just an idiot and bored, and for his unwanted fertilizing, he has been fined $6,000 and forced to retire as a teacher at Maryland School. Terrible. For that, Jeff.
So it's finally happened.
2 years he was caught pooing.
Yeah.
In public. Mm. Several times. 5 times a day it got up to.
Yeah.
On a wall.
5 times a day.
Really?
Up to 5 times a day.
Man, what are you eating to get 5 times a day out?
Grapes. I once ate a bag of grapes and trust me, it was 5.
What, with bag some of prunes grapes every single day?
With some prunes and, oh, Lord of Lord.
On Hit 92.9.
Now, 13:10:60 this morning, I want to know, who would you like to sue? This is when, like, you know, obviously there's some wrongdoing that's happened in your life and you're like, you know what, I'd sue the pants off you. If this was America, I would sue you.
If this was America.
You don't have to be in America to be sued, Jules.
No, I know that, Xavier. I just have to be Xavier Ellis. What was it for anyway, again?
Some fool. They wanted me to put their dog into some presidential suite when
That's
I was renovating
right.
the house and I refused. Yeah. Then they sued me.
Yeah, how much for again?
No, I think they wanted something like 15 grand to start.
What'd they get?
No, not that.
Oh, right.
I'll give you the hot tip.
Anyway, he's settled.
I've come across this story, and this is actually over in the States, because we know they're a little bit heavy on the whole, you know, suing things.
Yeah. They could swing the axe pretty hard,
yeah,
can't
absolutely.
They?
Thank you for that. Now, a deaf man in New York
has
sued an online adult site.
Oh, right. Okay, which one?
The most popular one.
It starts with a P.
ends in B, and over an alleged lack of closed captions on certain videos.
An alleged lack of closed captions.
Yeah, so no subtitles.
No subtitles.
He wants to read it.
Well, yeah, because he can't hear. He's deaf.
He's deaf.
Yeah, so he wants to read what's going on.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I mean, don't you think that's...
Some of these movies are quite well creatively directed and stuff.
Jules. Oh, what, you watch it for the storyline, do you?
The storyline and all that sort of stuff. I mean,
it's like back when he was a lot younger, he's the one who got the magazines, Playboy, to read it for the articles.
I did.
Sure.
No, I never got the articles. I never got any of those magazines. I was a young good boy. But what? So what?
Anyway,
is he suing them good, or is it? What's the?
Well, it doesn't say how much that he's actually suing them for, but it's actually not the first time that he's like he's also sued Fox News over similar like alleged violations. You know, the website, the adult website, has come out and said that we actually have a category, which is closed captions. A closed
category. Yeah.
Hang on a sec.
You can't look it up on the work computer.
I've tried before at work.
You idiot. Anyway, I thought I'd throw it out there. 131060, if you've got anything that you would like, or if someone who you would like to, or something, or a business that you would like to sue for any wrongdoing, we want to hear about it.
Who are you suing?
Yes, who are you suing? On 131060.
Or not hypothetical, if you want to just tell us what you want to say.
Does people really go through with it?
Yes, fact. It's happened
to me.
Well,
I mean, yeah, but you're the first person I know of that's been sued.
My uncle's people been sued.
We sued Maccas.
What?
Yeah.
Who has the time? Okay, it was more like if you had the time and money, who would you sue?
Who have you had the time and money? Is a good question. Who would you sue?
If
well, they were geriatrics. They were retired. Like, they'd had, you know, they had plenty of time up their sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, they just draw down from whatever it is that they get, a pension or anything, and just we're coming for you.
But if I say to you, Jules, you're suing someone for 50 grand, I reckon you find the time, don't you?
Depends how much.
Depends on what it was for.
Depends how much.
No, but if you got a case.
Because essentially it's you just,
Of course you're going to go through it if it's for good money and you got a good case.
I don't know. Have you ever been through a court system?
Yeah, I have. Oh. And I've been on both sides.
But how long did it go for that you were just like, oh, stuff this. I'm going to pay out the 15 grand to get it over and done with.
No. I had a win once as well. I sued someone as well.
Who did you sue? See, this is someone who has enough time and money, right? That Xavier Ellis.
This is amazing.
Look, all I can say is I've lost one fight and I've won one fight.
Would you go again?
Yeah, of course I would, mate. I'm still down from this bloke. But anyway.
He's 1-1.
I'm 1-1.
Okay. Xavier Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9. I was originally talking about a story about this deaf man over in New York who has sued an online adult store, or he's suing in the processes of it, over alleged lack of closed captions on their videos, right? He was upset about it. So they're going to be in court for a while over that, I think. And
the mayor's got his needs.
Yeah, of course. But, Zave, I just feel like we've really brought this side of, like, all of what you've experienced in life when it comes to being sued, suing, because you got sued for, what almost $15,000?
No, I didn't go for not that much because they were nuffies I was against.
Oh, so you...
The courts gave them like a good try, pat on the back. Here's a participation award.
Right, okay. It
cost me a little bit, but not what.
So you kind of like lost, but then the next one you won.
Yeah, won that one.
Yeah.
How much did you give out?
A lot of money.
No. But they lost me a significant amount of money.
Right.
And I got about 10% of what they took back.
Ooh,
so No. That wasn't. It was a victory in the eyes of defeat.
But and
he never sued the track again.
But then, you just revealed to us that you sued Subway.
Subway, yeah, I had a little altercation with
Subway. For what?
This guy.
For not letting you refill your drink.
No, so I was in year 12, and this is true.
Who's enough money in year 12 to sue someone?
No, you don't need money, mate. There's all sorts of different angles.
He represented himself.
I chewed down on a Subway and there was a toothpick still in there from like the ham. You know, the ham has toothpicks through it.
Yeah.
And I bit down and it went straight through the roof of my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had a toothpick like lodged in my mouth. And I went to them and they said, oh, we'll get you a fresh one. I had so much blood. I had so much blood coming out of my mouth. Anyway, I just emailed the guy and he was like, oh, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't have happened.
Yes.
So I got 6 months free Subway.
You're joking. Really?
6 months free Subway in year 12, I tell you what, was I popular?
Yeah. was it just limited to one a day?
No, or like there was like, just a big, massive, massive wad of like vouchers.
Yeah, right.
Deanne.
Yeah, like
they got off easy on that one. I reckon.
No, they did get off.
Yeah,
they got off
last. Very, very.
We're gonna go to Deanne in Carlisle. Who would you like to sue?
The people who installed my gutter guard because it's a mess on my roof.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm gonna get upset.
Oh.
So this
it's
is this
been
is
going
legit.
On for 17 months.
Yeah.
This company don't want a bar of it. I had a hearing. They didn't rock up. Do you know where they were?
Where?
They were cruising. They were on a cruise. Tell you
wow.
what. This business, they are shonky. The guys came up. They didn't even have a ladder to put this stuff on my roof.
Right.
To start with.
And had you already paid them?
Pardon?
Had you already paid them for the work or...?
Yeah, because I had deposits. I had to put in deposits. And this stuff isn't cheap.
No,
what's
no,
a gutter
no.
guard? No. It just sits over
I
the gutters.
I had a guy come and give, I had to get a report. I had a guy came and gave me a report. He goes, how much did you pay for this stuff? Because he also does it. He goes, I charge this much. Mine was double the amount he wanted.
Oh.
So this is top of the range.
Yeah.
They've mucked up my roof. They've glued the gutter guard onto my tiles. Now the glue has buckled. All the leaves are going in under the gutter guard.
Yeah.
I have a leak. I had a little bit of mould in my eaves. That has now, I went, cleaned it, vent put in. Now I had a trickle. Last bit of rain, I have running water.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
A hole there. I can't do anything with it because their guarantee for 7 years says I can't touch it.
So Deanne, we're gonna because this is obviously quite serious and it's leading into an area where of course we're gonna grab your details and just follow this up a little
How
bit
much?
Deeper and off the air. So the thing is like we could like that sort of stuff when it's installed incorrectly and whatnot and the leaves starting to get in there and that's a fire hazard that is and. Far out. There's more to that story. There is clearly more.
Have you
more
taken
to that story.
Taken it to a current affair or anything? Because you know how they usually like investigate those kinds of stories.
Yeah, I don't know. Deanne's currently talking to our producing team at
the
moment.
She can't
so
hear.
Okay. Yeah. So
how much money are we talking?
Oh no,
don't know, mate. She's moved on. So
I don't know.
Go to...
I'm not a homeowner, so I have no idea how much of those kinds of things like would actually cost. Like how much would it cost to get like a gutter guard put on your head?
Well, by the sounds of things, a lot more than what it should have done.
Right. Yeah.
Kelly, good morning.
Hello.
Lawsuit for the local basketball club.
Ooh.
What happened?
What happened?
So we ran a club down there and one of our kids got abused by one of the management of the basketball club.
Right.
And we tried to take it up with them, but you have hierarchies in sports clubs, which is pretty normal. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up getting a life ban from the stadium.
Oh.
Damn.
And you came back out.
Damn, again. Girl.
Well, they sent a letter out to like over 2,000 people saying that I got a life ban. So, you know, we've kind of gone to a lawyer and said, you know, that's defamation of character, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they kind of sent them a letter and they just kept on coming back and making up excuses. And, you know, you get to a point where you run out of money and you can't pursue it any further. So we've had to move on, but we had to take 21 teams out of the competition. So it was 150 kids without teams.
Gee,
that's insane.
You sound like you're just on the verge of being upset. This is shocking. This stuff
that's
going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. Like,
what the hell is wrong with
you,
Jules?
I didn't
Jules,
think that. Yeah.
There is. I honestly reckon you've got a case.
With what?
You've obviously landed on a nail at work somewhere. I think that's a case. That thing coming out of your nose.
Shut up, Xavier. For those that don't know, I've got my septum pierced, and Xavier just cannot get over it.
I look like I'm looking at Babe through the cameras here.
Oh, well,
there you go. That's defamation. You can sue him.
A bull ring. No, Babe was a pig.
Yeah, I was like, are you calling me a
away.
Pig?
Well, mate, hit 92.9. Xavier Jones and Pete. On
hit 92.9. Oh, my gosh. Can we please talk about the moment that broke the internet yesterday with
what?
Their reunion of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
I thought you were talking about that haircut we found of yours.
Don't. We're not talking about it.
Yes, we should.
No, we're not.
We really should at some point.
Please don't.
Actually, we'll talk about it after 8 o'clock.
You know the worst thing about this?
There's a spot there.
When something pops up on Facebook, when people start commenting, it then ends up in other people's news feeds.
Yes.
And that's what was happening last night because I realised I was getting a lot of comments on it after that.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about Brad Pitt and we said Angelina Jolie. Damn it, Jennifer Aniston.
They're done.
Angelina's done. They were done ages ago.
Righto. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, let me keep you up.
I care for Jen though.
Brad and Jen, right? I mean, they met back in 98. They were actually set up by their agents.
Yeah.
To start dating. And they literally got engaged in 99, then married in 2000.
Well, when Jennifer Aniston was on Friends. He appeared in a couple of episodes.
Did.
Yeah. And they were dating at the time and the whole thing.
So cute.
Very, very cute.
I literally was devo after they broke up, especially that he went with Jolie. Like, I was a massive fan of Jolie's.
That was after Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
wasn't it?
Yes,
it was.
That's hard, though.
Yes.
But I think we've all just had this big soft spot. Can you boys just calm down?
Been away from Ed for, 3 days in Melbourne.
Calm down, Tiger. So yesterday, the SAG Awards were on, or the Screen Actors Guild.
Yep.
Yeah, awards were on. And Jennifer Aniston won an outstanding performance by a female for a movie that she did.
So, you know, Brad won an award first.
Yes, he did.
And she was thrilled for him. And then they had vision of him backstage sneakily watching her win the award when he'd obviously gone off to do his press and stuff.
Yes. How cute
Jules
is that,
Jules literally
right?
just showed me that video just off the air during the last song.
I mean, I wanted
to... very cute.
Literally, I just wanted to take the day off just so I could analyse it, to be honest. I just want to watch it over and over again.
What are we analysing?
They're back. No, they're not.
Yep,
they're
tap,
not.
Tap, they're back.
Now, Zave, you and I pre-showed this morning, had a little bit of a discussion about it because obviously the photo, for those that haven't seen it, there's a photo of Brad and Jen backstage. And they'd obviously exchanged some words like congratulations and whatnot.
Yeah.
But as she was leaving, she left her hand on his chest area.
Yeah.
As she was leaving. So her back is faced towards the camera and he's holding it. And it's
he's holding on for dear life.
I think that, he may be. But you guys are thinking that she's wanting something by holding her hand there. Whereas
She's employed the grazing technique.
No,
a lot of girls use it out. It's when you leave the conversation with the man, but then you drag your arm so you graze them. So they think, the conversation's over, but the contact's still going. Hence where you think... they want more contact.
Oh, I touch people.
It's the grazing technique. I know, and Pete thinks you're grazing him, so stop it.
You idiot.
No, she could have taken her hand straight off. When she walked, you can take it straight off, but she chose to graze him.
No,
I'm telling you, that's
101. It's more a caring thing.
No, that's 101. She's topped it off with the way that she's looking back at him as she walks away.
Graze and look, I call it.
So she's got the hair flicks going back. Like, she's done the graze, as Xavier
said. Hair, to be honest,
hair
in the
flicks
photo.
Going back, and she's sort of like that side back
no,
to. Yeah,
she
as I'm walking
isn't.
Away, but I'm still thinking about you.
She's
yeah,
better
it is.
Than
it
that.
Is. Yeah.
Anyway,
no,
look,
no, it's,
all
but
I'm
Jen's,
saying.
Oh, Jen's the bomb. I love Jen.
All I'm saying is that the Oscars are coming up soon. Because obviously, for those that didn't watch it, I mean, did anyone watch it? But on Twitter, it was his speech as well. And this is what he had to say when he accepted his speech for Once Upon a Time.
I got to add this to my Tinder profile.
Boom, right? So I'm thinking what might happen.
I'm swapping right on that, baby.
Is at the Oscars, when they go to the Oscars, if he wins again for something else, what if he's like, Jen, I want you back?
You know,
do you reckon that might happen? Or am I just
And Jen's like, I'm on Tinder too. Oh, man, it's all happening.
Oh, that's it. Save your
tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Why did you cut your hair?
Oh, God. Gosh,
looking
don't.
Square at you, mate, off the back of what we saw pop into the WhatsApp chat. So we've got
don't you bloody hate it? No, can I just say, don't you hate it when you post something years ago on Facebook and then it comes up in people's memories, especially if you've tagged that person in that photo?
Yeah.
But people have time to go back through it too. That's always one of the things that people do these days when they're bored at work. They honestly pick Facebook groups and go, right, what was this person doing 15 years ago? And then they pick you to pieces.
Yeah, so literally, 10 years ago.
So right now, you're long hair.
Dark long hair.
Dark, long hair.
Almost at my bum. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So, but the photo that emerged last night from 10 odd years ago, whatever,
was
virtually like a bob and it was blonde, but it was, how do you?
Fringe.
How do you call it?
Side fringe.
Okay. Side fringe. Yes,
all
side
right.
fringe.
It was a pixie haircut, but it was actually shaved up the side of the head as well. So it was
a bit of an undercut.
Yeah, no, it was shaved on, because it was obviously longer on one side, my longer fringe, and short on one side. But where it was short, it was shaved, and on the back, you can't see the photo, but it was actually shaved. That photo was taken probably like a couple of months after.
So at the age of 20, you had your midlife crisis.
Yeah, I was about 22. I did. Well, this is what happened, though. There was a reason.
Yes.
Because women, I find we cut our hair for a reason, and it's usually we want to change. Something drastic has happened in our life, and we need – I mean, it's like creating a new me.
So what happened for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, it needs to be a good excuse. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well,
something major.
Can we put this up, by the way? We're going to put it up on our socials. Yeah, Mars, a Christian boy, put it up on our socials, man. Up on Xavier Jules P on the Instagram.
Oh, Mars is onto it. Don't worry about
I that. Was with a guy. We were coming up to like 8 years.
Oh, that's
together.
That's a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
Darren.
No, I'm not telling you his name. No,
we'll call him Darren from now on.
No, I'm not going to tell you his name. Okay, Darren, whatever.
Gary.
And we broke up.
What did Gaz do?
Naughty things. Anyway.
So it was a bad breakup.
It was a bad breakup, and I promised
my brother that
I wouldn't, that I would break up with him.
Yeah.
Right? My brother's like, he actually said to me, you know, you've got to choose him or us, like as a family.
But
yeah.
At 22.
Hang on.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind too, my brother was a big part of my life as well. Like, I listened to my big brother. He's my kuya. He's like my, you know.
Yeah, but was incredibly overprotective, or
no,
did
he had
something?
Good
he had good reason.
He had good reason,
right,
which I don't want to go into.
Okay.
But so I didn't, right? So, but we were living in a different part. We weren't living in Dubbo at the time, and my ex, really liked dark hair, like long, like it was like a thing. You know, guys,
was it a fetish?
Thing.
Was it a fetish?
No. Oh, let's just say yeah. Like it
Dad's
was,
had a fetish
like,
for
long,
dark hair.
Long, dark hair.
Yep.
And so when we broke up, I was still in love with him, but I didn't want to go back to him. So I made myself like unattractive to him. And I just wanted to like, you know, be a new me. So I went to my girlfriend's house and she literally cut it all off.
She said, give me the worst haircut you can possibly give
me.
And that's what she came up with.
Literally. Yes. And then that's the result.
No,
of that.
I actually didn't mind it, Jules.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I looked at it with my glasses
Jules hated
off, but I didn't mind
really?
It.
Shut up, Xavier. You idiot. Yeah, Mama Jules wasn't happy about it.
Jules now or then, ex?
Now. But.
Oh, jeez. I was like, don't ask him questions like that. He's just going to roast the hell out of me.
No, now. It looks lovely.
Oh, thanks.
Minus the
nose ring.
The nail thing going through your face. But I mean, it looks great. But and Darren was a naughty boy, so he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
A bleach blonde side parted undercut.
13-10-60. Why did you cut your hair?
Yes, I want to hear from women out there. Like, if they've done the same thing, if they've been, you know, they got out of relationships and they cut their hair.
Do guys go through this?
I don't know.
Do guys do cuts?
Well, yes, that's good. Me and him had a Barney one night, and I said, I'm going to go get a short back and sides. I'll show you.
All right. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Why'd you cut your hair? Revenge reasons. And not just girls. I'd be really interested to hear from blokes out there as well to see if they've ever gone through that sort of stuff as well. Why'd you cut your hair? Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
By the way, the photo is up online as we speak of the Hit Instagram and Facebook, Xavier Jules Pete. Man, this is about as good as it gets, seriously.
Mate, don't focus on the colour and don't focus on my eyebrows and we'll be sweet.
No, Jules, the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You don't see eyebrows?
If you brush them past very close to my throat, you would have split it. They were sharp.
Look at that.
Good Lord.
Oh, shut up,
they were about a mil thick.
Love to hear from, just leave a comment.
No.
Leave a comment. Feel free to leave a comment.
No,
what
we want
to
know.
Love to hear from people.
100%. Please get on there and leave comments. Please. Jules, I think it's a solid 8 out of 10.
Shut up, Xavier.
Look at the side.
Let's get photos of you on. Actually, there'd be photos online of you 10 years ago.
Okay. You're getting some comments now. Ooh.
Oh, don't. Okay, look, the reason why we're talking about this, obviously, there was a photo that popped up in my memories last night on Facebook, and my friend started to comment on it and then tag you guys in. So now it's out there.
I reckon you were just a good, fun-loving girl there.
I was. I was going
without
through
eyebrows.
But, no. Shut up. I was going through something. I was going through a breakup after 8 years.
Yeah, so this was a revenge cut. It was a revenge cut.
It was. It was like a stuff you.
Should be illegal.
The one thing that you love. So I did that, and I mean, regrets. I literally regretted it a week later. I was like, oh, damn it. I mean, dating was really hard after that.
13, 10, 60.
Near it? Did you get near it after that?
Near what?
It, men.
What are you just... Not men.
No. Oh!
Anyway...
Jesus.
Let's go to Blake.
All right. No, we're not going to Blake. We're going to Megan.
Oh, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Why'd you cut your hair?
Kids.
What?
Yeah, I fell pregnant with my first at 21, and yeah. I just, the idea of not having time to put my hair up every morning, or my child pulling at my hair, or yep. vomiting in my hair. So I went from it being nearly probably touching my butt to just under my ear.
Oh, babe. Don't you reckon, though, like, because this is the thing as well. I've always wanted to cut my hair because I thought it would be easier to manage. But the same, but when it's shorter, you feel like you have to do it all the time.
Just like more effort.
Every morning. Yeah, you have to do it.
Make
like,
sure it's
yeah,
sharp.
But it was just, like, I didn't have the style that it was. Like, when I went to the hairdresser, I just said, look, I just need to be able to get up and brush it.
Yeah, right. And they did that for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well done.
Nice, awesome. Megan. I'm looking forward to the day that Liz does the, like, the mum haircut, like the shorter hair. Yeah, no, the bob. Like, not necessarily a bob, but, like, just the shorter hair.
Are you talking like the Victoria Beckham bob?
A little bit of that. She doesn't want to. She's not interested in it. I'd like to see with short
Liz
hair.
Liz would look gorgeous in any haircut, but I'm not going to. She would actually look really good with that, like, sleek haircut, like bob haircut.
Sliding it straight back.
Yeah, like the Victoria Beckham.
Hear that, hun? Do it.
Don't you force her to cut her hair. Let's move on.
Tia, yours is a breakup as well.
Yeah, so I had two relationships where I wasn't allowed to do anything. Like, if I wanted to do something, I couldn't, like, you know, just go out and do it. Like, I'd
jeez,
have to get permission.
Babe.
I had
toxic.
To do, you know.
Yeah, real toxic.
Yeah, that was two of them straight in a row, like, you know, 4 years there.
Yeah. I'm glad, firstly, I'm just glad you're out of them.
Sorry?
I'm glad you're out of them now.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. It's done a lot for me as well. I'm now my own person. It feels so much better.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
I cut all my hair. After the last breakup, I was like, nah, you know what? I'm sick of it. And everyone's trying to give me their opinion. I went and got my hair cut, got it really short, cut half the hair from underneath, and I left one bit actually really long.
Right.
And then I bleached it, and then I just dyed it rainbow colours upon rainbow colours. I've been rainbow for about 2 years now.
Yeah, right.
Are you rainbowing now?
I'm currently black and purple.
Okay. Can you send a photo through to our Instagram page so we can have a look?
Thanks,
I want to see her. But I'm really happy for you. I'm so glad you got out of those toxic relationships. They're horrible.
You're only stuck into that sort of stuff. But Xavier had an eyebrow piercing.
Mm.
Yeah. Pierced his eyebrow.
Who?
Xavier.
Yeah, that's because he wanted to get.
You couldn't have had your
chick.
Eyebrow. Yeah, thanks.
That's all it was. He wanted to look cool, and he wanted to pick up with a chick.
You couldn't have had your eyebrow done, though. You didn't
mine.
Have any. What were they going to pierce?
Oh, do
for
not
two hairs.
Oh, look, you just want this break to roast me? That, literally. Fine. It was the vibe back then.
That's the vibe. I did feel the vibe. I look at it and go, that is a vibe.
We do have some people was. Commenting. I actually love it. I think it's just beautiful. You're def rocking it.
Oh.
The Jules now is definitely better. Totally understand the reasons why, though. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, jeez.
Save your
okay.
Jules Pete. It's on our Instagram. Get over there. Oh, cup of roast. 26
be nice.
Minutes away.
No, be nice. Save your
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, quick community announcement. If you're in your car and driving right now and you are on your phone, get off your damn phone. All right? Just
all
looking
right,
out the window. No.
Perth.
Just looking out the window here over Roberts mm-hmm. Road, and they were stopped at the traffic lights. Mm-hmm. 4 out of 6 of the cars that I could see, drivers were on their phones.
Texting. Someone the other day thought I was texting. I was actually cleaning my glasses.
Yeah, they weren't cleaning their glasses, mate.
I was just
texting.
Saying.
Maybe they were lost and they were bringing up Google Maps.
No, you've had it bad.
I was just.
No.
Just
you've
like,
had a bad 5 minutes. You've had a very bad 5 minutes. All right. Now, the other day, guys, someone rang up WhatDat with a bit of energy, like today's stuff. And I guess something about an electric toothbrush. And now this is the conversation that happened when we started talking about the electric toothbrush. Oh, the head of an electric toothbrush. Are you rich?
What, you have to be rich to own one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have one.
They're like $25.
Pete has one.
Yeah, you've got one, don't you?
bzzz.
Now, so electric toothbrushes, we're not the only ones that argue about electric toothbrushes. Over in the States, I was reading this morning, I've been following a Twitter feed throughout my Twitter, and it's a guy called David Leavitt. David Leavitt is an award-winning multimedia manager, has over 200,000 followers on Twitter, 215,000 followers.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Now, the other day he went to Target and went shopping, and he was after a toothbrush, and the prices on the toothbrush was 1 cent. One cent for the demo toothbrush.
Right. Now,
obviously a price, as we discussed, Pete, they're not cheap in that last bit of audio. Obviously it's a pricing error.
Right, so they've just labelled it incorrectly.
Incorrectly, right. And also it was for the display toothbrush, which had probably been used or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, this bloke with 200,000 followers plus tweeted a photo of this girl, Tori, who works at Target.
Yeah.
Who literally just a cash out
chick.
Wait,
he took a photo of her?
Took a photo of her. And not a flattering photo either, like one of her eyes are closed. It's a shocking photo of Tori.
Right.
Because, yeah, she was not expecting it. She might have been blinking or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And posted it about Target not staying true to the costs of what their Oral-B Pro 5000 toothbrush is. Clearly says 1000, went to the police, but targeted this girl called Tori.
Right.
Who, you know, it's like when you have an issue, say, at you know, it's Safeways or Coles.
Yeah, yeah.
The issue is not with the poor checkout
person
who's there to make a buck and, you know, put himself through
and
uni
has to
or
go through
feed
the
family or whatever. The issue is with management. Anyway, he's gone after this girl, Tori, and tweeted it out. And he's a bit of a troublemaker, this David guy. He's tweeted some pretty ordinary things in the past. He's called her out and all this sort of stuff. All of a sudden, the public have grabbed onto it and gone, hey, hold on. It's not young Tori's issue from Target.
Yeah.
It's an issue with Target, and let's be honest, you're a jerk. It's obviously not right.
Yeah.
It's not what it's meant to be. So people have started kicking up a stink, and as Twitter does, there's a lot of comments under there that are good for a laugh and digging up some of his past tweets and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But someone started a GoFundMe page for Tori.
Okay, why?
Send her on a vacation.
That's nice. Get her out of the country for a little bit. Have a holiday because you've copped a pretty bum rap here.
So she's up to $33,000 on a GoFundMe page to go on a vacation. Tori from Target is up to $33,000 on a GoFundMe page after that David guy singled her out and belittled her on social media, and everyone sort of piled in it. There's been up to 40,000 comments on his tweet. So he's tweeted, he's got like 1,000 likes and then 40,000 comments of people calling him out about being a jerk.
Good on him. Yeah, good on him.
But there you go. So
like
Target Tori, off she goes, $30,000, which she's going to take, and she's all happy to take it. But she's written how, you know, the generosity of people, a bit like the bushfires at the moment, how people have just been so generous and so kind to her. United for this cause, thank you very much. Your support has changed my life.
Yeah,
so there
you
go. And I don't think she'll go on a $35,000 vacation, but it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But hopefully that puts her in the right direction after a jerk belittled her online.
If you want to chase it up, Target Tory is what you
target
should be
Tory.
Looking for.
Yeah, yeah, Target Tory.
Can you follow the hashtag?
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
On Hit 92.9.